wherever you go, take your heart with you. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Wherever you go, take your whole heart along. Wherever you go, take your whole heart along. So often we go places and we take along our attitudes, we take along what we've been feeling, we take along the thoughts that we have, the negative thoughts that we have, and the positive thoughts we have. And then we wonder why our adventure is not as wonderful as it might have been another time. We might remember another venture, another journey that we had so much fun. And what made it fun? What made the journey fun? Well, what made the journey fun is when we were alive and sparkling on the journey. When we were looking at the scenery like seeing it for the first time. And perhaps we were seeing it for the first time, but always we see things for the first time. We look out of the airplane window and we see the ground below and we see just so much nothing. We are so high up, we cannot see much at all. We're on a train and we look out the window and the scenery goes blurring by so quickly that we don't really see too much. We're in a car and we're so concentrated on driving on the highways and from one city to the next to where we're going, we miss the journey in between. Now, life is that journey that's in between. And when we take our whole heart along, when we take our entire heart along, when we take our lovingness and our caringness and our interestedness in what is going on, all of these things that we are experiencing, all these things that we're experiencing take on a whole new light, a whole new picture. And we see them as though we had never seen them before. I have a dear friend who was very wealthy, and they decided that when they retired, they were going to travel the world and enjoy the sights. Well, they had just oodles and oodles of money. They had more money than they knew what to do with, and it was sort of difficult for them to retire because they were having so much fun running their business. Well, finally, they retired. And, so to speak, the day they retired, he had a stroke and his body was no longer useful to him. His mind was no longer useful to him. Here they were, with all the money in the world to do anything they wanted to do, and he was not able to do anything. And it was through his efforts that this money was brought about. But both of them, of course, were a team. Well, now, she took her husband in a wheelchair and decided, we're going to go and visit those places we wanted to visit. And they traveled around the world with him in a wheelchair. And he was totally incognizant. He did not recognize anything. He was just unaware of what they were passing through. He was living his after retirement life just like he lived his before retirement life. So busy. He was just taking care of the things that had to be taken care of, and he did not enjoy the scenery. Yes, we are like this man. We are like this man because we get so busy following our rainbows, so busy following our dreams, that we don't have time to stop and live the dream. If you have the thought of reading a book, and it's something that charms you and delights you, stop and do it. Sit down as of an evening and read the book. Turn off the television, turn off all the music, turn off all the distractions, and sit down quietly and read a book. If you have the desire to see what's the latest news going on in the Smithsonian Institute, well, turn on that TV station if you like, Or, better yet, go visit the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., and see what's going on there, and study these things. And, if necessary, go on to Wikipedia and look up all of the latest information on that event that tickles you. Oh, but I haven't got time. I have too many things to do. I'm too busy. Yes. And pretty soon, we'll no longer be too busy. We'll retire. And when we retire, we just seem to cut off everything, shut off our gears, shut off all of our programming, and we drop out of life. And I say, oh, I would never do that. That would never be me. When I retire, I'm going to be full of spit and vinegar. I'm going to be really interested in living. Really? If you are not interested in living right now, if you don't find every moment of your life the most exciting thing in the world, if you're not taking your whole heart along with you on each adventure that you go into, when you retire, you're not going to do it then. When you have time to, you're not going to do it then because you don't know how. You had no experience in it. You had no training in it. You had no understanding of what it is. If we always take our whole heart along with us wherever we go and into anything we do, we say of a person, my, oh my, that was a wholehearted laugh. That was a laugh that came right from the depth of your being, the depth of your soul. Oh, it was so good to hear that laugh, a wholehearted laugh. Well, we can have a wholehearted attention to anything that we want to. We can have a wholehearted awareness to all of the good things that are going on in life, to all of the things that tickle our fancy, that make us delight, that make us feel wholeheartedly enjoying whatever we're doing. Life is a wonderful adventure, but it's only a joyous adventure for those who take the time to enjoy it as they go along. Enjoy every little moment. Enjoy every now moment, because those are the moments that are the only ones that count. Live in the now. Live right now. Live this moment and enjoy it thoroughly. If you want to, you're right in the middle of something very important and you say, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom, and you go to the bathroom. You don't hold it. You don't wait. You don't feel uncomfortable. And you say, excuse me. Well, why don't you say, excuse me, I've got to go and look at this book. Excuse me, I've got to go and do this or do that. Excuse yourself from the demands of the everyday world and enter into the wholehearted attention to whatever it is that delights your heart. Many bosses say to their secretary, I'm going to be busy now for about an hour, so please don't disturb me. And immediately, the secretary says they're going to take a nap. Well, what business is it of the secretary, whatever they're going to do? That they are going to be busy for an hour is sacrosanct. They might have to talk to somebody. They might have to make a call to some of their business associates. They might have to call to their people in their world and say some very important things to them. They might have to reconcile themselves with their wife. And if they're not reconciled with their wife, they're going to be very unhappy people and very unhappy to work with. When we can give our wholehearted attention to just dropping off the planet for a moment and living a happy, joyous life, and being ourselves for just a little while, taking a moment for peace and quiet. Whenever anyone bugs you, whenever anyone pushes your buttons too strongly, just take a moment and go to the bathroom. You're always allowed to do that. And go in the bathroom and relax. Close the door. And just relax. And say, I am peace. I am peace. Gather yourself together. Get your wits together. You're allowed to do that. And when you have your wits together and you have your attention together, then you seem to have the ability to put everything in order. You have the ability to understand everything and to know what's going on and to be happy with it. You have the ability to be at peace. Wherever you go, take your whole heart along. Take your whole heart along into the bathroom. Take your whole heart along into the shower. Take your whole heart along into any discussion you have with anybody. Take your whole heart along when you go into moments of relaxation and peace. When you go into moments of meditation. When you go into moments of truth for yourself. Take your whole heart along. That's a wholehearted laugh. Yes, my friend tried to recoup, but she was just being a martyr, taking her husband who was unable to enjoy any of the adventure anymore, and she was just a caretaker for him. It's time that we look at ourselves right now and take our whole heart into all areas of our life and live our life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so positively, so joyfully that all that matters is that we are happy right now. Wherever you go, take your whole heart along and watch how exciting the adventure really is. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.